I don't really mind spending my days in this kitchen, serving coffee and whipping up homemade refreshments. I don't really mind having all of General Valley wander through my house, telling me their troubles between their bouts of anosmia and a rare tropical disease. I don't even mind taking in orphans and unwanted children into my home and raising them as my own. But this does sometimes get in the way of my job as head of nursing at the local hospitals. Bay General, Valley General, Midwest General, First Wisconsin General, Ligament General, and Saint General. Nevertheless, this is the hand life dealt me, and I must go on. Gee, that's funny. I've never caught before. Oh well, I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Beaumont. My name is Sadie, and I'm a homeless waif. Will you adopt me and care for me as your own until my biological father, whom we all think is dead, reappears and demands me back, breaking your heart?
Why, of course. You may take the first bedroom on the left upstairs.
And may some of my friends come, too.
Of course.
Hello, Miss Beaumont.
Hello, Sadie. Why don't you take your little friends upstairs to your room?
Okay, Mom.
Why, it's Victoria Vanderfloss, the evil oldest daughter to Francesca Vanderfloss, heir to the Vanderfloss Dental Floss Empire.
Well, Ruth, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Just the sort of day for sorting out life's little problems. What would you like to talk about, dear? And would you like a homemade cherry cheese mousse almond honey bun?
No, I can never do that to my body. You know I have to look beautiful when I'm singing at the club. Are you trying to sabotage my career?
Why no, of course not. You can see the sort of things I have to put up with. How about a nice cup of coffee?
No, thank you, Ruth. I just stopped in to say that I can't bear to stay in this house another minute. Goodbye.
Why, it's young Dr. Brock Kincaid, who just began working at Bay General 2 weeks ago. Come in, young Dr. Brock. How are things with you?
Oh, Ruth, it's good to see a familiar face. Can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Brock, you know you can talk to me anytime about anything.
Ruth, I can't operate anymore. I can't face going into that operating room one more time, knowing that that's where Rebecca died, under my skilled, capable, yet not fast enough hands. Oh, I know she would have died within a few weeks anyway, if not from the germ of the rare tropical disease she was carrying, then from the assassin assigned to her by the mob. But the fall from the horse. Ruth, it was too much for these hands to deal with.
Good morning, Ruth and Dr. Brock. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Here's your coffee, Babette. How's your recovery from frontal lobotomy coming?
Great. I can't feel a thing.
There's something bothering Brock today. Still this Rebecca thing.
Good heavens, Ruth. That was over a week ago.
I know, Babette. But try and be understanding.
Okay.
Hello. Do you have a cup of coffee for an old friend?
Why, of course. Let's start another table up over here. What's wrong?
Oh, it's a silly amnesia. Of course, my whole family has gotten it now, and it's wrought havoc with our family life. No one came to the reunion last week.
Well, Leah, things can only get better.
Better than what? Oh, Ruth, it was awful. Just awful.
Why, it's Autumn Weber. Just back from being grilled by the police.
They think I killed Lance Kincaid.
Sit down, dear, and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, I know I have a temper, Ruth. And I have killed before. Mr. Foster, the gardener 3 years ago, and Daddy last summer, and countless spiders. But I'm telling you, Ruth, someone planted that knife in my blood-stained coat pocket.
Perhaps you should have decaffeinated coffee.
Maybe you're right, Ruth. Maybe that is my problem.
Rebecca always drank decaf. Perhaps that's why I've been driven to drink.
Really, Brock? You're no fun at all anymore.
Hello? Yes, Babette is here.
Hello. What? Who is this? What do you want with me? Why do you keep calling me? Why can't you understand that that's all a part of my past?
Everyone, Justina's missing, and Slate's trunk is gone from the driveway. I'll get my own coffee, Ruth. I can see you've got your hands full.
Dominique!
Vic, I thought you were dead.
No, that was my evil twin brother, whose body was found in the wreckage of the plane. Naturally, our DNA was the same.
Rebecca had an evil twin brother.
I've come back to General Valley, and I've bought General Club from Lance Kincaid.
Lance Kincaid, the man who's blackmailing me.
Lance Kincaid, the man they think I killed.
That's wonderful, Vic, and I'm so glad to hear you aren't dead. If only that were true about Lance. Can I get you some coffee?
Only if I can get the phone. Hello. What? Who is this? What do you want with me? Why do you keep calling me? Can't you understand that was all my past?
Cream?
No, black is fine. And of course, you'll cater the club opening, won't you, Ruth?
Of course.
You've heard Justina's missing then, Vic.
What? No, I hadn't.
And Slade's truck is gone from the driveway.
Slade? Not Slade Marshall!
What is it, Vic? What is it about Slade Marshall?
What? Oh, nothing. I've got to go. Thanks for the coffee, Ruth.
Thank you for coming by.
Vic, when will we see each other again?
Soon, Dominique. Very soon. I promise.
He seems familiar somehow.
Well, have you heard?
What about Justine?
Who cares about that little piece of slime?
Just a minute. That's my half-sister you're talking about.
And my good friend. And Babette.
And Rebecca's optometrist.
And probably someone very near and dear to my heart.
Thank you for listening.
You guess this is lovely and rose.